Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. A surprise announcement from federal prosecutors as they wrap up their case against the tobacco industry. Instead of seeking a $130 billion payment from cigarette companies, the government will ask for only $10 billion. Joining us is Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. And John, $10 billion, that's about only 8% of the original amount. Why did federal prosecutors downsize their demand so much?
So far, they're not explaining it. It was a surprise to the defendants, which include the big tobacco companies like Philip Morris, R.J. Reynolds, Brown and Williamson. It was also a surprise to some outside groups, anti-smoking advocates, who've been advising the government side. This has been an eight-month-long trial. The government is using racketeering and conspiracy laws, charging the tobacco companies with misleading the public about the risks of smoking and conspiring to addict them to cigarettes. During the trial, a leading government witness told the court the remedy should be a $130 billion program over 25 years to publicize the risks of smoking and promote smoking cessation programs. That was assumed to be the punishment the government would ask the court for, but instead, during closing arguments yesterday, the government's lawyer said, we're only asking for $10 billion over 5 years.
So that's a pretty nice break for the tobacco industry.
Absolutely, to the tune of $120 billion. Now, anti-tobacco groups accuse the government of caving in to the industry. They point out that the Bush administration tried 4 years ago to shelve the case until a public outcry reversed the government's strategy. Matthew Myers, the president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, says what he's calling the capitulation by government prosecutors was forced on them by political appointees in the Justice Department.
We have long been concerned the political interests, rather than the health of the American public, were going to dictate the outcome of this case. Those concerns are now becoming very real.
Well, John, any legal reasons why the government would set its sights so low?
The government originally was talking about a $280 billion fine on the tobacco companies. A federal appeals court ruled earlier this year that the government couldn't seek punishment for past actions. They could only go after forward-looking remedies. So that's when the $130 billion figure was brought up in court. Plus, the judge has been giving the government prosecutors a hard time about who will oversee this publicity campaign, who will measure whether it's working, etc. So the judge has been somewhat skeptical of the government's remedy.
What's next in the case?
The tobacco industry will finish their closing arguments today, and then there are several weeks of final briefs to be filed with the court, and a ruling from the judge is expected in a few months. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we're checking out how some big chain movie theaters use exclusive deals with Hollywood studios to drive independent art house theaters out of business.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. And thanks a lot, John.
Thanks, Madeline.